Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a DJ intro sequence in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes. Think of this as the opening scene of the track, not just a lead into the drop. A strong intro gives DJs room to mix, sets the mood, and tells the listener exactly what kind of world they've stepped into. If you're new to DNB arrangement, this is a really important skill. Fast music can get cluttered fast, so a good intro has to balance groove, space, and tension. We want it to feel alive, but not too busy. We want it to be mix-friendly, but still have personality. That's the sweet spot. For this lesson, we'll keep it stock only and simple. We'll use drum rack, sampler, EQ8, auto filter, compressor, saturator, reverb, delay, utility, and automation. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar intro that feels like a proper jungle opening. Broken drums, a filtered bass tease, a little atmosphere, and a clear path into the drop. Let's start by setting the scene. Open a new Ableton Live 12 project, and set the tempo to around 172 BPM. That's a really solid old-school DNB starting point. Then create a few tracks, one for your drum break, one for kick or sub drum support if you want it, one for bass tease, one for atmosphere, and one for FX or sweeps. Set your loop lengths to 16 bars. That keeps the whole intro manageable and helps you think in phrases. In dance music, especially DNB, phrasing matters a lot. A 4-bar or 8-bar change can make the whole section feel intentional. Now let's build the foundation. The breakbeat. Load a classic break sample, or any legal sample you already have, into sampler on a MIDI track. If the sample already sits nicely with the tempo, you can leave warp off. If needed, use Beats Warp mode for a percussive sample. If you're just starting out, don't over-edit it yet. Just get the break looping cleanly. Add EQ to after the break. If there's low-end rumble, gently high-pass around 30 to 40 Hz. If the break sounds boxy, cut a little in the 250 to 400 Hz range. And if it feels harsh, try a small dip around 5 to 8 Khz. We're not trying to sterilize the break. In jungle, a little roughness is part of the character. That dusty, slightly worn drum texture is a vibe. If the break feels a little thin or too clean, try adding a light saturator or drum bus. Keep it subtle. A few dB of drive is enough to add grime and density. The goal is old-school attitude, not smashed-to-death drums. Now make the break feel like a real arrangement, not just a loop running for 16 bars. A simple way to do this is to think in 4-bar chunks. For bars 1 to 4, keep it minimal and maybe leave a little space. For bars 5 to 8, add a few extra hits or ghost notes. For bars 9 to 12, bring in a tiny fill or some additional motion. Then for bars 13 to 16, start stripping it back slightly and prepare for the drop. A good beginner trick is to create breathing spaces. Maybe remove one kick for a bar. Maybe let a snare tail hang. Maybe mute a hit on beat 4 to make the next bar feel stronger. Jungle grooves feel powerful because they're not perfectly rigid. The break should feel chopped and human, even when it's sequenced. Now let's add the bass tease. Important point here, don't reveal the full bass line too early. The intro should hint at the bass, not fully unleash it. That contrast is what makes the drop hit harder. Use Wavetable, operator, or analog to make a simple bass sound. Keep it basic. One oscillator is enough. A sine, triangle, or saw can all work depending on the tone you want. Add a low-pass filter and keep it dark at the start. If you want a little Reese movement, add a touch of detune, but keep it controlled. For a beginner-friendly setup, keep the filter cut off low at first, maybe around 100 to 300 Hz, and automate it slowly opening over the intro. A few short notes here and there work great. You could place one note in bar 4, another in bar 8, then a slightly longer note or simple rhythm in bars 12 to 16. The point is to tease the energy, not give away the whole idea. This is one of those places where restraint pays off. In DNB, the intro is about preserving impact. If the sub and bass arrive too early, the drop loses its punch. So keep the bass filtered, sparse, and a little mysterious. Next, let's create some atmosphere. Old-school jungle intros often feel dark, hazy, and a bit haunted. You can get that feeling with a quiet noise sample, a field recording, or a simple pad from a stock synth. Put it on a separate track called Atmosphere, then process it. Use auto filter to low-pass it so it stays out of the way. Add reverb with a fairly long decay, but keep the wet amount low. Then use EQ8 to cut away the low end so it doesn't fight the drums or bass. If needed, add a tiny delay for movement, but keep it subtle. A nice move here is automation. Slowly raise the atmosphere volume by a couple of dB over the 16 bars. Open the filter a little in the final section. Maybe increase the reverb just before the drop. These little changes make the track feel like it's breathing. Now we'll add tension with FX. This is where you can make the intro feel like it's heading somewhere. A reverse cymbal, a noise riser, a snare throw, a little delay, or a tiny fill can do a lot. You can create a reverse effect by putting reverb on a snare hit, bouncing it, and reversing the auto. Or just use stock noise and automate a filter sweep upward. A good pattern might be a reverse cymbal coming into bar 9 or bar 13, a short rise over one or two bars, and maybe a delayed snare throw right before the drop. Use utility if you need to control width or keep things centered. The key is not to overdo it. One or two strong transition ideas are better than five competing ones. Now let's shape the whole thing like a DJ-friendly intro. A solid structure's bars 1 to 4 with mostly break and atmosphere. Bars 5 to 8 with a little more percussion and a few bass hints. Bars 9 to 12 with the bass tease becoming more noticeable. And bars 13 to 16 with rising tension and a final setup for the drop. That structure works because DJs need time to mix. The intro has to be readable, and the phrase changes every 4 bars help it feel musical. If you want it to feel more old school, you can keep the first half rougher and more sample-based, then tighten things later. If you want a cleaner old-school DNB feel, keep the break more controlled and the transitions more polished. Now let's talk about low-end, because this is where a lot of beginner DNB intros get messy. Use EQ8 on both the break and bass to make space. If the break has a low thump that clashes with the bass, trim it a little. Keep the bass mono with utility if needed. And on the drum bus, use light compression for glue, not heavy pumping. You're aiming for maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks, just enough to hold things together. The rule here is simple. If the intro feels too busy, remove something. Don't just keep adding layers. In DNB, clarity is power. A clean low end will make the whole section feel stronger and more professional. Now for the final transition into the drop. This should feel like a doorway opening, not a hard stop. In the last 2 bars, open the bass filter a bit more. Drop the atmosphere slightly so the drop has contrast. Add a small snare fill or break fill on bar 15 or 16. A reverse cymbal or noise riser landing exactly on the downbeat can really sharpen the impact. One classic move is to make bar 15 feel active, then bar 16 feels slightly there, so the drop lands with maximum force. That little moment of restraint right before the drop is what makes the impact feel huge. A few common mistakes to watch out for. 1. Making the intro too full too early. If the bass and atmosphere come in too fast, you lose tension. 2. Using a straight drum loop with no variation. Even small changes every 4 bars make a massive difference. 3. Letting the sub clash with the break. Keep that low and tidy. 4. Drowning the drums in reverb. Save the bigger ambience for effects, not the core break. And 5. Overloading the intro with too many sounds. Keep it focused. Here's a good mindset to remember. Think like a DJ first, producer second. Your intro should help someone blend tracks smoothly. If the intro works in a set, it's doing its job. Also, use contrast and density, not volume. Instead of just making things louder, make them a little busier or more detailed over time. That keeps headroom and makes the drop feel bigger. A couple of extra pro-style tips for this kind of intro. Try a slightly distorted Reese tease, but keep it filtered low for most of the section. Use parallel drum grid if you want more bite. Duplicate the break, distort the copy harder, EQ out some low end, and blend it in quietly underneath. If your atmosphere disappears in mono, narrow it with utility. Old-school style intros often relied on strong center energy, so mono compatibility matters a lot. Also, don't be afraid of imperfection. In jungle, a slightly rough break often sounds better than a super clean loop. That grainy texture is part of the identity. So here's your quick practice challenge. Build your own 16-bar DJ intro. Start with one breakbeat and loop it. Clean it up with EQ. Add one simple bass tease with a slow filter automation. Add one atmosphere layer with reverb and a low-pass filter. Put in one reverse cymbal or noise riser before the drop. Then make a tiny break fill in bars 15 and 16. Listen back and ask yourself, does this feel mix-friendly, dark, and like a real DNB intro? If you want to push it further, make 2 versions. One more raw and jungle, one more polished and old-school DNB. Keep the full bass out until late in both versions. Change something every 4 bars. And make the last 2 bars clearly signal the drop. That's the core idea here. A great DNB intro is about contrast and function. Give the DJ space, give the listener tension, and leave enough energy and reserve so the drop can really slam. When you get that balance right, your intro doesn't just lead into the track. It becomes part of the track's identity. Nice work.